Hello, Morongo Basin and listeners around the world online at Z1077FM.com. Here is the Z1077 local news for Monday, January 2nd, 2023. Captain Robert Warwick of the Morongo Basin Sheriff Station was the guest on the Z1077 Up Close Show 2 weeks ago. As part of his conversation with Gary Dignot, Captain Warwick discussed Operation Hammerstrike. The operation, which concluded on August 26th of 2022, saw special county funding go to the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Office under Sheriff Shannon Dykus to eradicate illegal marijuana grows. Though growing marijuana is legal in certain areas of California, these illegal grows, many of which popped up in the Morongo Basin, are disastrous for our fragile desert environment and contribute to violence in our area. Captain Warwick discussed the successes of the operation, saying,
"And there were a lot of illegal grows here in the Morongo Basin, and at the time Hammerstrike started, I was not working here, but I knew I would hear, whether it be when I was at Public Affairs or my previous assignment in Yucaipa, just how much of a problem it was here in the Morongo Basin. Sheriff Dykus listened to the residents up here, worked with the Board of Supervisors, and I'm proud to say did something about it. I mean, we seized over $1 billion in marijuana, and that's low street value. We eradicated over 8,800 illegal greenhouses. Arrested over 1,000 people. And then, of course, with that,
8,800 greenhouses?
Yes.
Holy moly.
Yes. Now, that's countywide, but a huge chunk of those were here in the Morongo Basin.
Yeah. Wonder Valley, Johnson Valley.
Surprisingly close to the Marine Corps base.
Yeah. I know there was one right near the back gate.
Yes.
So, and they were pretty much acting with impunity because the state had changed the law, making illegal grow a misdemeanor. But the County Board of Supervisors helped put some teeth in that.
Correct.
They've gone after the property owners, and they've put some teeth in. What kind of teeth did they put into enforcement for illegal grows?
Yeah, they're putting liens on properties, because what would happen is a lot of times a big chunk of vacant land is owned by somebody out of state or a corporation, and it's very difficult to contact that owner. Somebody sets up shop and they start stealing from the water table using chemicals that you cannot use at all in California, but because it's illegal and not regulated, they're using that for their crops. Well, when you start to attach a financial impact, all of a sudden you find out real quick who those property owners are. And in addition to eradicating the greenhouses and seizing the marijuana and arresting the individuals, now it's their responsibility to clean that up. And there's some significant fines that go along with that.
Captain Warwick explained that, though Operation Hammerstrike has officially concluded, sheriff's deputies are continuing to target illegal marijuana grows in our area.
Operation Hammerstrike did end, but the sheriff worked with the Board of Supervisors, and specifically our supervisor out here, Don Rao. It's a problem that will continue. So although Hammerstrike is over and all of the dozens of deputies who were assigned to assist with that operation have gone back to their patrol stations, the sheriff worked with the Board of Supervisors, and we've created a second full-time marijuana team. So as soon as one pops up and gets reported, our deputies are right back out investigating it as if Hammerstrike never stopped.
The Up Close Show, hosted by Gary Dignot, runs every Friday morning at 10 a.m. right after the morning show here on Z1077. To hear the entire conversation with Captain Warwick, you can listen to The Up Close Show as a podcast on our website, Z1077FM.com. And finally, this week, the Animal Action League is offering their services to the pets of the Morongo Basin. The Animal Action League will host 3 vaccination clinics this week, tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday. Clinics take place from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. No appointments are necessary for vaccines or microchips. Appointments are required for spaying and neutering services. Microchips are only $15 and can help reunite you with your lost pet. For appointments, call 760-366-1100. That's our local news. Hear local news 7 times a day, 7 days a week at 7, 8, 9, noon, 4, 5, and 6. More Morongo Basin residents get their local news from Z1077 than any other source. Reporting for the Morongo Basin News Leader, the award-winning Z1077 Local News, I'm Jeff Harmetz.